watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Now that we have a new speaker of Dewan Raya, there are questions over the continuity of the reform agenda. During his time as speaker, Tan Sri Arif Yusof had introduced various reforms to improve the quality of parliamentary proceedings. What will become of those reforms now? Joining us on the show, we have Wan Anwar Wan Ibrahim, former Special Functions Officer with the Office of the Speaker of Dewan Rakyat. Good evening, Wan Anwar. Welcome to the show. Now, we understand that you produced a report card about the reforms that Tan Sri Arif achieved in his tenure as Speaker of Dewan Rakyat. And what were some of the main objectives or principles that the Speaker's Office was trying to inject into or even correct within the existing parliamentary practice?
Thank you, Melissa, and shut up, having me. Tonight. And if you're talking about the parliamentary reforms carried out by the previous speaker, Tan Sri Dato' Mohd Arif Mohd Yusof, in reforming our parliament, basically, I would like to underline three major parliamentary reforms powered by the previous speaker. Firstly, the formation of then Parliamentary Special Select Committee, or PSC, which is to empower or to exercise oversight roles of MP to scrutinize and hold government accountable. And secondly, or the second principle, is that to democratize the parliament or merayatkan parliament, of which Tan Sri, as speaker, opened the parliament for through several engagements and joint programs with civil society organizations, CSO, universities, youth group and government agencies. Tan Sri also hosted many events in the parliament building as a symbolic of merayatkan parliament,
right.
Established all-party parliamentary group, APPG, to involve rakyat in policy and law-making process and connect them with MPs who sponsor the APPG.
Sorry, Anwar, yeah. Can I just get you to clarify, what exactly is merayatkan parliament?
Basically, it is a speaker wanted to open up the door, the parliament door for the public to engage more in the parliament.
Yeah, Wan Anwar, I understand that there was actually quite a bit of engagement. I think almost double the number of visitors to Parliament over that period,
right.
From about 30,000
right.
to about 60,000. I want
right.
to understand, why do you think there wasn't that in Parliament all these decades that we've had? Why is it only during this period that we've seen a push for this kind of reform, you know, that increases public engagement, that empowers and educates our parliamentarians so they do their work better, and in fact, even empowering the federal opposition? Why that during that period? What was the belief system that pushed that agenda forward?
I think parliament is meant for people. So that's why during his tenure, the previous speaker, Tan Sri Dato' Mohd Arif, really believed that the public should be given more space in parliament to get access more with their representatives, and also to engage for the all civil society organizations, engage parliament in the policy making process in the parliament. So that is why, the speaker at that particular time would like to empower public participation in the democracy in our country.
Hmm.
So that's
can I ask you, in the reforms that you listed in this so-called report card, which reforms had the most resistance to or produced most resistance?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Which reforms had the most resistance to its implementation?
Oh, I see. Basically, because I was mentioning about the introduction of this Special Select Committee, of which its function was to oversight the and scrutinize and hold the government accountable. And but the thing is, because we have seen in quite a number of cases, there are some restrictions when it comes to the implementation of this parliamentary reform. Because of the financial constraints and as well as the manpower constraints by the government, of which we are lack of resources in implementing that.
Mm.
Oh, one, Anwar, of course, you know, this was a term of just over 22 months, I guess 26 months or so. What could have been achieved during that time that wasn't achieved? Were there missed opportunities for parliamentary reform during this Pakatan Harapan period?
Thank you, Mr. Shah. That is a very interesting question to me. Okay, if you ask about the missed opportunities, I think the first and foremost, the most important thing that the former speaker wanted to do during his tenure is to introduce the improvised version of Parliamentary Services Act 1963, which is to restore autonomy of the parliament, particularly in administration, human resource and financial allocation. And as Tan Sri said in PC this afternoon, he's not a special officer to the government or prime minister. Therefore, it is important to ensure separation of powers.
So why was this a missed opportunity, Wan Anwar? Why was it a missed opportunity? Was it that your office did not work with enough urgency to ensure that this was a reform that was introduced?
Yeah, I think we need more independent function as the one of the most important institution in our country, because we had, because what we do is legislating law. So I think we should have more freedom to implement our policies, which is not so, I mean, tied up by the dictate of the executive.
Yeah, I understand, you know, Anwar, of course, many people in government in Pakatan Harapan didn't think they were going to run out of time. They probably thought they had 5 years to implement all that they wanted to do. But I want to ask you very quickly, what happened today, the removal of the speaker? Personally, what's your perspective on the removal? What are your feelings about it?
Yeah, basically, for me, if you ask me, the removal of the speaker, basically, I mean, something which is arbitrary, something not in line with the principle of the independence of the of the parliament, and I think it's really attractive for Malaysia for this thing to be done by the current government, and I think it will lead to a darker future in our country when it comes to the separation of powers in our country.
Wan Anwar, thank you so much for speaking with us on the show tonight. We really appreciate your time. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.